fellow fasting enthusiasts. Welcome back to Superior Mind Body Health Podcast and a YouTube channel, if that's where you're watching. Today, we are delving into a crucial aspect of fasting that we all face at some point or the other, and that's dealing with those persistent urges. If you've ever found yourself kind of battling the desire to break your fast prematurely, stick around because we'll explore five effective tips to help you conquer those cravings. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and ring the notification bell for more insightful content on fasting and well-being. Tip number one, keep yourself busy. I think this is probably like one of the more important tips. You know, our mind, when we fast, our minds are creatures of habit, especially when it comes to mealtime routines. And when you're fasting, that empty space in your mind, whenever you're supposed to eat your lunch or dinner, can be a breeding ground for craving. So what is the solution? So you have to fill that void with something else, with some other activity. And don't wait for that dinner time to come. Do it a little bit before that. You can do certain things like I go for a walk during the dinner time or lunchtime. You can take a relaxing bath in the evening or you can take a nap, whatever it is. So find what works for you and make it like a fasting ritual when you start your fast, whether it's, you know, in one day or 24, 36, 72 hour, whichever one, find a routine that works for you. All right. Tip number two, avoid the kitchen and work break room. This tip is resisting the temptation of the kitchen and the break room. It's easy to torture yourself by being in the epicenter of food preparation or sitting with others while they're eating. And I used to do that initially. Like I would go to work and I would just sit there and I would lie. People were like, "Are you not eating?" And I would lie and say, "Oh, I already ate." Even though I said that and I was just drinking water or coffee, it was still hard to be there around all those smells. And actually the smell of food or preparing food can increase your gastric juices, your gastric secretions, because your body is preparing for digestion of the food. So sometimes people during the fast, when they're around a lot of food or the smell of food, they can get a heartburn because they have so much more gastric juices because your stomach is ready for food. So I would do the same thing. I would, instead of sitting in the break room, I would go for a walk. I would go and walk around the hospital, or you can walk around the office building. Or there's times when I didn't feel like walking and I just went to my car and just sat there in a solitude and just took those little mindful moments to just like breathe and just relax for a second. So let me know what's helpful for you. What do you do, you know, when your family is cooking dinner? Obviously, sometimes if you are the one cooking dinner for your family, you can just go and take a bath and let the kids make dinner, right? So you don't really have a choice. So you have to do that. But, you know, what creative ways have you found when it comes to food preparation or being in a break room at work? Let me know. I'm curious to hear. Number three, this is a big one, and it was a big one for me, and I still to this day practice. It is cleaning out your pantry. Out of sight, out of mind, right? If certain foods trigger you, it's time for a pantry purge. So share your experience of decluttering your own pantry and the impact it had on your success. But better yet, consider just not keeping those items that are hard to resist at home. Clutter-free pantry is not only visually satisfying, but it also contributes to your fasting trims. Whether it's certain types of foods, for some people could be, you know, wine. When I used to drink wine, I wouldn't keep any bottles in my house. If I really wanted some, I would go to the store and get it, but it was more of a production. It took a lot longer to actually get in the car and drive and get it. Or if I was craving some chocolate, it would have to be so bad that I'm willing to get in the car in the evening and get it. But you know, most likely those cravings for those trigger foods are not like typically in the middle of the day. They're in the evening, at night, like 8, 7 p.m., 8 p.m. when I'm like, oh, I want some chips or some chocolate. So most likely if it's just a craving, you're not going to get up and go get ice cream or chocolate at 8 p.m. But if you really need to, and if it's that strong of a craving, then fine, go get it, but make it a little bit harder for yourself so you're not just sitting there and torturing yourself or just grabbing it mindlessly from your pantry. Tip, what are we on? Number four. Tip number four, hydration and electrolytes. So our bodies are primarily water, and during fasting, staying hydrated is absolutely crucial. You can enhance your water with a little bit of electrolytes, even if it's just a bit of Himalayan or Celtic salt. It will help kind of curb your appetite. You can add some other electrolytes if you like. Just make sure there's no sugar or like dextrose and stuff in it. I have like my special little drink that I create when I'm fasting. It's a little bit of flavored electrolytes and a little bit of salt. Sometimes you can even add a little bit of lemon. If that works for you, you can add some mint leaves to your water, and that will help curb your appetite. Some people, if you are a coffee drinker, you can have a little bit of black coffee. I sometimes put a few drops of stevia, and it's important to not use the packets of stevia because a lot of times those have other additives in it, and the one in the liquid is pure stevia, and you literally need just a drop. So you want to make sure that it's a pure stevia if you're going to use it. Black coffee, if that helps you, you know, if you like creamier coffee, I know that's tough. I got myself off of cream and coffee, and I just drink it black if I really want it, just a little, one cup in the morning. Number five. So this is a big one, and this was a big one for me when I started fasting, and this is to join a fasting community. And when I started fasting about 5 years ago, fasting wasn't that popular. Like, people didn't talk about it, even though it's been utilized for ages for religion purposes and stuff. But I personally didn't know anyone that fasted for 3 days ever. And I couldn't go and ask my family, hey, what do you think? Because they would be like, they would laugh at me and they would think that I'm crazy. Joining a fasting community, or maybe a Facebook or Telegram group, can be a total game changer, because that accountability and shared experiences with these groups create this supportive environment. And also when there's accountability, there's responsibility, right? And when there's no accountability, there's no responsibility. For me, I think when I first started, I joined like Dr. Pompa's Facebook group, and I was part of the Snake Diet Facebook group as well. And it was just helpful to see the posts. I actually made so many like close friends through the fasting community, and it was just inspiring. It was inspired to connect, and I still keep in touch with a lot of those people that I met back when I started fasting. Yeah. And also, if you are looking for even more intimate fasting community, check out the link in the bio for details about my private fasting circle. It's a small supportive community where you can get personalized support from me and from other members. You can join weekly group fasts. Those are also very helpful, because when you know you're fasting with, you know, 10, 20 other people, you're less likely to just throw in the towel. You're like, okay, the other girls are doing it. They're struggling through it too. I can do it. So we all kind of push ourselves. Even myself, I love having this group of women that I fast with, and men too, because they help push me through. And when I know I'm leading a group fast, I'm more motivated to stick to it. And of course, we share a lot of helpful tips and just our experiences. So I hope these five tips were helpful. Remember, overcoming urges during fasting is a journey. It's one that we are all navigating together. So experiment with these tips. Find what works best for you. Don't just throw in a towel because you had a craving and it was hard. You know, share your experiences with me in the comments. Message me on Instagram. Let me know. Was it helpful? Well, if you found this video helpful, don't forget to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and share it with fellow fasting enthusiasts. And until next time, happy fasting and stay strong on your journey to well-being. Take care.